Ocean FM.
Fáiltis teach go dtí Arts North West. You're very welcome to Arts North West, broadcasting from the Glen's Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton, with myself, Brendan Murray. This week's show, we'll be chatting with Caroline Wynne on this weekend's Sligo International Chamber Music Festival. Today is National Poetry Day, which is an annual celebration of all things poetic through Poetry Ireland. And Vincent Woods, a native of Leitrim, is one of our most renowned poets and broadcasters. Welcome back to Arts Northwest, Vincent. Vincent,
always a pleasure, Brendan.
You have quite a history in terms of your musings with poetry, and it comes to me that poetry is always, as we'd say in Irish, Éireann Imill. It's always on the edge, and even within the arts world. And it's a fantastic initiative, National Poetry Day, from Poetry Ireland to encourage and promote poetry. But I do recall it was a Northern poet. It might have been John Hewitt or Michael Longley, and he said poetry is like a vintage brandy. Should only be taken out on special occasions and in very small sips.
I like that, and I'd be inclined to agree.
What does poetry mean to you, Vincent?
I suppose it means almost everything. If that doesn't sound really foolish, I fell in love with words and poetry when I was very young, and they somehow came to shape and in many ways define my life. And they also found their way very naturally into a link to music. And I suppose those are two very, very strong impulses for me creatively. And so I love to work as a poet. I love to work with musicians and singers. And all of that seems like a very natural connection. And I often feel that there isn't enough made of that, that we don't have enough of that mixing. For me, it always works very well and is immensely satisfying personally. But, you know, I love to go to a performance, a concert where you hear words and music together. And obviously, a lot of poetry contains a great deal of music. And for me, a lot of music becomes a form of poetry. And they then go into the visual. And so all of those elements, Brendan, came together for me then just a couple of months ago when Strokestown International Poetry Festival approached me about doing something I proposed to them a few years ago, which was a concert mixing poetry and music connected to the famine. And they had got money this year to do an online festival, a virtual festival. And I thought about it and I said, you know, I could do that, but I think I could do something more interesting. And that would be to make a film using poetry and music and the visual to somehow delve into memory of hunger and famine and displacement in and around Strokestown and Strokestown Park House, where the National Famine Museum is situated. And, you know, that history is so resonant and so strong. And I've been connected to Strokestown Poetry Festival for years. So, you know, I've judged their competition. I've read there. And there's something very compelling in that place and in the house and obviously in the Famine Museum.
So you've hooked up with Edwina Guckian, another fine artist,
great
from Leitrim,
yes.
Fabulous dancer and filmmaker, and so it's called Balachadair Gortig, Hunger's Way.
Yes, and I've been watching Edwina's development as a filmmaker for the last couple of years, and been deeply impressed by what she's doing in the world of film, not to mention dance and choreography and everything else. But we had a chat about it and said, yeah, let's go for it. And So I commissioned about eight poets to write new poems for me. Eleni Quinanon, Paddy Bush, Moy Cannon, James Harper, Jane Clark, Eva Burke, and the great Kerry poet, Pádraig Mac Airgeasa. Then there was existing work by people like Fiona Groke and Tom French, Joe Woods, Kathleen Hill. Then there's a wonderful young visual artist in Galway, Miriam de Burke, who made some new drawings for me, a wonderful drawing of a potato plant and then some gold leaf on glass, Proti Orga. And then we sewed music into it, Patsy Hanley and Mae Malone, great singer, Fionnuala Maxwell, John Toohey, the piper, and Mohammed Saif Khan, Syrian Kurdish man who lives near Carrick and Shannon. He and his family are part of the film because I really wanted it as well to remind us that famine isn't something only belonging to the past. It's part of our present and current contemporary reality, sadly, and as is displacement. And their story echoes, the story of so many Irish people being Mohammed and his family being forced to leave Syria and eventually settling here and very happy to be here. So it's, we spent about a week in and around Strokestown and filmed in the house and the museum and in the landscape around. And the film is about an hour long, and I hope it's pretty seamless. And it is shot mainly in black and white, but there are flashes of colour through it. And we're very happy with it. And Edwina was wonderful to work with. She's a powerhouse in the vision. And it's great spirit. We'd worked together before on the Leitrim Equation and on Open Room, a show we did with Danny Diamond in the dock in 2018. And Danny's done a score for the film from Minneapolis. So it's a kind of an international endeavor. He's based in Minneapolis now. And he's done this beautiful score using old tunes, but he's composed a few new pieces for it as well. And that's the other thing that often makes me happy, is to help create the new. So we have about 8 brand new poems in the film, some of that new music by Danny, Miriam's work that is new, and I suppose the overall piece is new. So it's about constantly challenging yourself as well and trying to place new things in the world.
Pushing the boat out, yeah. And so talking of that link, so you're going to read one of your own poems, which is deeply rooted and connected with, and particularly I found it interesting up here in Leitrim, there's a big tradition of piping going back.
That wonderful piping tradition. And this poem is inspired by two things: a story of a piper who died in a snowstorm outside Drumshambo, and a painting in the National Gallery of Ireland by Joseph Haverty from 1841 called The Blind Piper, a very famous painting. Seamus Heaney had a copy of it on his mantelpiece, I think. And the two things came together in this poem, The Piper in the Snow. The piper played a real na proti galabona. The young girl danced, and there was no tomorrow. He knew her by her step. Sometimes he'd say, "Your feet asore will dance across the sea." That blighted winter lying in the snow, he knew he felt her hands upon his hair and heard her voice, unaltered. "Oh, think, will there be music over there?" I was compelled by piping from the first time I heard a piper. And of course, it was a very old tradition of piping around Arigna and that whole hinterland. And as in the rest of the country, it had almost died out. But fortunately, it's back. And, we have wonderful pipers from Leitrim and from connected Leitrim, like Neely Mulligan and John Toohey, who's pipes the beautiful piece in the film.
With regards to the program, Vincent, so tell us what the highlights of it here. I mean, I know you had referenced Eleni Quillenon is doing a piece on Sunday. Now, all the details will be on strokesdownpoetry.org, but maybe just give us a brief on what's on there.
It's always a fascinating festival, and there When when it comes back in real time, it's well worth anyone's while making their way to Strokestown on that May bank holiday weekend. There's a terrific discussion on nature poetry with people in both, including Eva Burke and Pat Boren, the poetry of nature and the nature of poetry. A fairly big theme, but but there it is. Elaine Nicolinon is talking about a poetry festival she runs every year in Umbria in Italy, which has connections to Ireland. And she will also be launching the latest issue of Cyphers magazine, which has been running since 1970s, one of the great publications, literary publications in the country. And obviously our own film on Saturday night and again on Sunday evening. So, you know, there's a myriad of material there.
Brilliant. And it's all on strokestownpoetry.org. Yeah. But to Google Strokestown International Poetry Festival, you'd get and you'd be able to book there. And Vincent Woods, thanks ever so much, and every success with it. It's a remarkable achievement. I saw a trailer from the film you made with Edwina, and it looks fascinating. I look forward to catching the full 60 minutes of it. You're going to finish up with a very apt poem of yours, Vincent, given Strokestown history and its role in famine commemoration.
I suppose famine and displacement is a fairly strong theme in some of my work, Brendan, and
sure.
It crops up in an early poem called Departure, and even though it doesn't, I suppose, directly reference famine, that's a very strong impulse, you know, the memory of
sure.
trauma and displacement and famine running through it from an early collection, The Colour of Language, Departure. Departure. The blue bus stopped too late. We were already on our way. We were already halfway across the mountain, and the nettles were heavy on our backs. If only we had known that we would not be coming back, then we could have taken what we needed. The cuckoo clock, the eel skin, a hen to lay eggs. But they didn't tell us, and we thought it better to travel light. Besides, there was no time to think straight. We passed one house and the people came out to pray. The second house was empty, the shutters down. The lintel was broken on the third door. It was night when we arrived. There was one tree, the smell of meat cooking drove us mad. The people were talking a different language, but the beds were comfortable and the cock crowing reassured us. Looking back, we should have known. At home, we would have killed a cock that crowed at night. But we were tired, displaced. Tradition was the last thing on our minds.
Like most events occurring in the arts world these days, everything has had to go online. And the Sligo International Chamber Music Festival, which is coming up this weekend, is no exception. And it's being run in conjunction with Artscope. And I'm delighted to have the director of Artscope, Caroline Wynne, on the line with us here. You're very welcome, Caroline.
Thank you, Brendan. Lovely to be on with you.
Caroline, first of all, what's Artscope? Because, you know, people think there's producers or there's a chamber music festival and they just have a committee or a group or whatever and they put it all together. But of course, the whole arts world is so professionalised now, as I suppose from days of yore. You're an event management company that specifically focuses on arts events.
Yes, Brendan, that's what we do. I did, as you say, in the past, almost everything was voluntary, and I did serve my time on many as a voluntary committee. And I was a music teacher in a past life, secondary school music teacher. So I set up Artscope 20 years ago now at this stage. And we started working in arts education, but our very first big job when we started Artscope was to be offered the work through Sligo County Council on the management of the Vogler residency in Sligo. So this is over 20 years ago when the Vogler Quartet from Berlin came and for 3 years they were in Sligo, working, performing, teaching, giving concerts, and doing the annual Vogler Spring Festival in Drumcliff. So that was Arthcup's first big event, and so since then we have done a lot of other. We do 8 festivals a year in Ireland,
wow.
And we do 1 in Sitges in Spain. So, but Sligo is still very much, because it was our first adventure, it's still very much at the heart of Arthcup and what we do.
Well, good for you. And over the lockdown, how has that been? How have you coped with the changeover?
Well, initially, it all seemed to blend into, it just almost feels like a month as opposed to 14 months. Yeah, I suppose it was quite sad that in the early part of it, we were shutting down events. The workload was so different. We were just having to constantly write up, you know, on our websites and everywhere, it's not happening this year, see you next year. So that went on. And okay, it was for a company that just operates solely in the arts, it was complete destruction of our world.
Absolutely.
And of our business and everything. But, you know, on reflection, we survived. We also, it gave maybe time for reflection as well, and catching up on things that we'd often thought, oh, it would be nice to do a little bit more investigation on this, that or the other. So, if anybody told me I would be doing that for the length we were doing it, it would have been devastating. But I think because we thought at all times, this is only for another month or another 2 months, we got a new
yes.
website done, and we did some upskilling on technology to learn how we were going to adapt in that world, and then very quickly realised that it wasn't just adapting in the world in the time of the pandemic, it's actually going to be living with us as a new way of working for a very long time. So it was really important that we figured out, more so than how to turn on Zoom, what you can actually do with it.
Sure.
And I suppose that leads me on to what we did for the Sligo International Chamber Music Festival.
Yes, it's very exciting. I mean, first of all, your two scenarios you have is the Delphi Theatre in Berlin and the National Gallery of Ireland, no less.
Yes, I think we were quite privileged out in lockdown to be able to work in two such amazing places. Well, the German connection is very obvious.
With the Vogler Quartet.
With the Vogler Quartet, and they knew that the Delphi Theatre in Berlin normally is chock-a-block with films and some external events, and you would never be able to get in there for a day of recording. But through contacts they had, they made this happen. So we had a film crew in the theatre in Berlin filming them. But the interesting thing about this film is, I suppose people know the Voglers for so long in Sligo, and they've often wondered, I suppose the Voglers are from East Berlin, there's a story there.
Nice.
So what we did, apart from the music, we did the more human interest side of it as well. And we had the film crew walk around Berlin with them to show them some of the iconic spots that they would have grown up in, that they would have been in before the wall came down, just what their life was like. And that actually makes for such an interesting strand to the programme.
That's a lovely idea,
Yeah, it's very special. I saw the film when it's just been finished now, and I just saw it before it went up online. But it's quite amazing to see these guys who've been around Sligo for 20 years, every month almost for a long time, a long part of that 20 years, and to see them in what their home territory was like, what their upbringing was like, what their musical life was like besides their peers and their contemporaries in Ireland. So
yes.
It's very interesting. It's certainly, even if you didn't have an interest in listening to chamber music,
absolutely,
this would be something that it's a social history story as well.
Yeah, so that's on Saturday, this coming Saturday at 2:00, but then it's going to be done 3 times over the bank holiday weekend.
Yes. Each of the 4 concerts that we have, you have the opportunity to buy the ticket for it on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And after you buy your ticket, you actually have 48 hours after that time to watch it.
That's a great
idea. If you buy your ticket at 2 on Saturday, you can also buy that same. If you miss it on Saturday, you can buy Sunday or Monday, and then 48 hours after whichever time you buy it, it's still available.
And I suppose, again, getting back to what you were saying earlier, having to adapt to the new circumstances, that's probably something you didn't think of initially, but then realised, well, hang on, you can't be expecting people to just pay their ticket money and have a once-off chance because life gets in the way, particularly when they're not making the, you know, a night out of it. So that's a lovely idea. So you have 48 hours for your tenner. It's only 10 euro. It's nothing.
It's yeah. 10 euro, yeah. And great. I felt very strongly about the notion of having good quality filming. Because I suppose over the years, we've all had wonderful concerts and wonderful live events. But this 2020 might not be the year that we'll remember for all the live events that we sat in front of. But it certainly, I think, going forward, will be the year that we'll remember having had wonderful recordings made. And this will be the legacy of the 2020 and 21 festival that we will have really, really good quality filming and good quality audio.
Absolutely. And they're doing a programme of Dvorak and Beethoven. And then you yes. have what's called the Contemporary Hour. And this is an interesting one because what's standing out for me is Dermot Dunn, a new piece for the accordionist Dermot Dunn, who, of course, has worked with classical musicians over the years.
Yes, Dermot is quite an incredible musician and he's been very much part of the festival for a number of years. I think he's over the 21 years of the festival, he's performed there four times, I think. So how this evolved was, we shut down the festival last year for very obvious reasons. And then we did feel very bad about the fact we had to just ring up, you know, the artists and say, this is your work in May is gone. So what we decided to do instead was use some of our budget to commission a new piece of music for the Irish artists involved in the festival and invest back into the community of Irish musicians and Irish composers. So we had Dermot Dunn, accordion, Fionnuala Moynihan, piano, and Malachy Robinson on double bass. So we had a number of discussions, and over the course of the summer, there were three composers selected, and they went off in collaboration with the three musicians to write a new piece of music. So again, a nice legacy, Brendan, of the 2020 festival that was shut down will be that these three musicians will have a solo work written for them in 2020, recorded, fantastic, really high quality recording in 2021, and I'm very optimistic the live performance in Drumcliff or the Model in 2022.
We'll be back in vogue, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah. Lovely. Fantastic. Could I just ask you, just to segue for a second, the Chamber Music Festival itself, the history of it, I mean, it's well established now and it has that historical setting that you say, and it has a very, very strong connection with its audiences over the years.
Yes, its home was in the church in Drumcliff, which is just such an amazing place to perform as an auditorium. It's an amazing sound. It's also such an iconic, beautiful building to visit, and Yeats Grave outside it. So from the point of view of the audience, they get a wonderful experience listening to the music, but they have the wonderful and amazing hinterland of Drumcliff and the tea house there to come and spend a weekend. So we would very regularly have almost half our audience would come from outside Sligo and would come for the full weekend, stay in hotels, spend the weekend around Sligo, do some walking, do some shopping, and come to the concerts every day and every evening. Sure. Over the years, then, we expanded from Drumcliff to include the Model in Sligo Town to bring another aspect to the festival, a contemporary venue, a place that's very important in the cultural life of Sligo, and to just give another dimension to the whole festival. So we've been there working through the Model for the last number of years as well. So yeah, we have a very loyal audience. We have an audience that have followed us over the years. But as well as that, it's always been important for us to develop a new audience. And so that's by bringing in new venues, by bringing in new musicians, and also by commissioning new work. We'll encourage young people to just take a chance and go to a chamber music concert that they might otherwise think they mightn't enjoy, but I think once we get them in, they're usually hooked, Brendan.
Great, brilliant. So yeah, that's great. It's so progressive. And yeah, sorry, so we'll just finish up. What else have you then, Caroline?
Well, I suppose just to go back to that previous question you had about where, when it started, it was an it started as an initiative of Sligo County Council and the Arts Office in Sligo County Council with the Sligo, the Voglers in Sligo residency. And that residency continued for 5 years. And the legacy of that, apart from all the other wonderful things that, that came from it over the 5 year period, the annual festival continues. So that's there completely with the support of Sligo County Council, Sligo Arts Service and the Arts Council of Ireland. So they are the main people that have allowed this to continue over its period. So that's for me a very important thing that they have.
Absolutely.
They have anchored it. They have anchored it for its audience and for performers alike.
Yeah. There was a couple of other things you wanted to cover there.
We spoke about the Berlin, the Voglers in Berlin film. We spoke about the contemporary hour. We also have a lovely recital by Fionnuala Moynihan, the pianist who was taking part in the 2020 festival. She does a lovely Tchaikovsky program. And then we also have Dermot Dunn doing his own concert, where he's doing a very unusual an unusual concert. The Pictures as an Exhibition piece by Mussorgsky is a very well-known piece of music. It was written for piano. It was actually on the Leaving Cert music program in Ireland for many years, so a lot of people know through that. But Dermot went and did an arrangement of this for accordion, saxophone, violin and double bass. So you have the same piece, that the iconic melody of it that people have know and have heard so many times, even if they don't know the name of it, when they hear it, they say, oh, I know that.
Sure,
Dermot has done this really unusual arrangement, and it's very powerful. It's a gorgeous mix of really strong Russian-sounding melodies. Very enjoyable, and certainly with the filming that we did on it makes it even more energetic than if you were just listening to it. And for he sure. also includes in that program another piece of Kadai dances. So that's a very high energy program.
It's an amazing achievement that you've done all this and continued success. Congratulations on it. All the details are on Sligo International Chamber Music Festival.com. It's this Saturday, May the 1st to Monday, May the 3rd. Heard. Incredible achievement. Well done, Caroline Wynne from ArtScope, and to Sligo Arts Office with support of the Arts Council. We wish you every success with it. I've no doubt you will have.
Thanks very much, Brendan. It was lovely to have the opportunity of telling you about it.
Shindera Leshen Clord and Shachtan Shot, Green Ushla, Wemsha, Brendan Murray, were Gade Slán. Enjoy the bank holiday weekend. I'd like to thank Mark Gavin on sound, and thanks to our guests, Vincent Woods and Caroline Wynne. Also, many thanks to the continued support of Pubble, the Arts Council and Leitrim County Council. This show will be repeated on Sunday at 8 p.m. and it's available on all podcast platforms or through Ocean FM. And this is one of the pieces you'll be able to hear this weekend by Antonín Dvořák, his waltz known as the Moderato in A major.